In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Danny, you put this story in front of my face yesterday. A trio of players in the NBA that are, by all accounts, good players. But
sure.
But they're good.
Yeah.
But nobody wants them. And these three players would be LaMelo Ball, Trae Young, and Ja Morant.
It's weird. I've been talking about these guys for about 2 years now. This exact threesome. And because behind the scenes, all three have been on the trade market. Not out there for Shams to be like, oh, they're acting. No, they've been, all three teams have actively shopped these guys for the past 2 years.
Man, the Trae Young conversation, I feel like, has been had for years now.
Well, look, I'm not breaking any news here to anybody who pays attention. Trae Young is one of the most disliked players among players in the entire NBA.
And why is that?
He's a D-bag.
He's just a bag?
Like, I've talked to his former teammates. They hate his guts. I had a player who has been an all-star bleep him up and down in the hallway in front where everybody else could see to me. And I was like, damn, it's that bad? And then I had another one of his former teammates and another one of his former teammates. It was just like, I hate that guy.
Crazy.
Like, I knew people didn't like him, but like,
I mean, he seems like a scrappy kind of player a little bit, but I didn't realize that translated to I hate you.
Guys do not like him.
Well, I think one thing that struggles with all three of these dudes too, and I hate we're having this conversation about Ja Morant again, because I just, you know me, I used to be in love with Ja Morant. I think a lot of us were.
I had him number one on my board that year.
Yeah, and that was the Zion year.
Yes,
right?
I had him above Zion.
And I think the problem is with a lot of it is just their styles of play also don't fit with anybody. Like, that's the real challenge. And then you want to throw on top of that you're a bag? Because look, I bet you there's a lot of people that don't like Draymond Green, but you'd put up with it if he was on your team.
He hoops.
You know what I mean?
He wins.
And so it's like, being a great player will solve a lot of
Jimmy
problems.
Jimmy Butler wears on everybody. Guess who wants to play with Jimmy Butler?
Everybody. I mean, I love Jimmy Butler, yes. And he wears on me.
Yes.
Kyrie's the same way. Everybody's like, this dude is a weirdo. I'd take him on my squad any day. Best handles I ever seen.
Guys love him, man.
And that's, I think, the biggest problem with these dudes. Like, let's take our Blazers for a moment, okay? Do any of these, let's say they're free. Do any of these players fit on our team? And let's take Ja and Trae Young would only work on the Blazers because they're missing guards. That's the only reason. But if everybody's healthy, I don't think those two add anything
to
this squad.
And if you think Dame's a bad defender, wait till you see Trae Young.
Oh, goodness gracious. Dame at least gives effort.
And he's got legitimate size. Trae is one of the smallest guys in the league. It actually plays. Like, TJ McConnell is small, but TJ plays harder than damn near everybody in the league. Trae is a traffic cone.
And LaMelo is in this.
When Trae Young is on the floor, they have one of the worst defenses in the league. When Trae Young is off the floor, they have a top five unit.
That's insane.
That's how far apart they are.
And are you only playing Trae Young because he's getting paid?
No, you're playing him because as an offensive player, he's one of the best floor raisers in the entire league. Trae Young is one of the five best passers in the league. His three-point shot, his percentage has been just dog water
People
for a while
should
now.
Love a guy that passes the ball a lot.
But the problem is he passes when he wants to give it up. Now, he creates a lot of shots that are good shots, but you don't get the ball unless he lets you have it.
And he is not good enough to make that decision. Dude, if I'm playing with Steph Curry and he decides he's going to let me have the ball, I'm like, thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. Appreciate that, sir.
But
I'll
also,
make the shot, sir.
What does Steph do? He plays off the ball.
Yeah. Steph does a lot more. I'm just using it as an example. Like, if you want to be Steph Curry caliber talent, mm-hmm. then you can decide when I get the basketball.
Is an elite playmaker, and a lot of that has fallen away.
Dude, elite athlete.
He's the only guy in college basketball history to average 15 points, 10 assists. He did it at Murray State. He elevated Murray State to a real team. That's how good he is.
I won money off him.
Yes, he is. Wait, you gambled?
I always gamble March Madness. Oh, there you go. And a lot of it back in the day was like filling out brackets and getting in a pool. Like, I won money because of Ja Morant.
So the reason we're talking about this is Tim McMahon and Bobby Marks wrote an article that is about a public dragging. This is a full-on Game of Thrones shame, shame, ring the bell shame show for these three guys.
Mm-hmm.
And each of these guys, Trey gets a little bit of love because he did take that team to the 21 Eastern Conference Finals, and he was crazy, and F. Trey Young, and all the stuff that came out of that.
Pretty good at Oklahoma, too, right?
Yeah, kid. All three of these guys were great young players. When they're talking about LaMelo, they're like, nobody's ever questioned the talent. He's 6'8". He's a passing savant, but he's dumb as a box of rocks on a basketball court.
Yeah, and he's like in that middle zone of like, where would you play him?
I mean, no, he's a primary ball handler. He is. And his ability to create is crazy, but his shot selection is insane. He plays like he's still at Chino Hills. Defensively, he wanes endlessly back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And then Ja, he's just brain neutral.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I won't say why.
Like, well, can't get out of his own way.
I won't say why, but everybody who behind the scenes knows why. And it's not good. Like, it's not just the guns. It's not just him getting into trouble. There are more issues there, which teams are like, nope, absolutely not. Between him, who he hangs out with, who empowers him, his dad, it is a complete and utter S show.
Yeah. And it's crazy because I hope the NBA is learning a lesson with these mm-hmm. three guys.
Ja was supposed to be the guy that took over for Nike.
He really was. I mean, he was a future face of the league.
American born?
Mm-hmm.
And you,
good looking, super athletic.
And you had the crossover between both white and black.
Truth, truth.
White fans were messing with Ja like they were AI.
That's the truth.
Like, that was a real thing.
Mm-hmm. Because the athleticism, the
showman, way he played.
The way he played. Like, that's why I fell in love with him.
Yes. And like, so you had a quote unquote urban star that crossed over. And that's a rare commodity in the NBA.
It really is.
And I know that sounds kind of nasty.
No,
but when you're talking about it from like a marketing standpoint, mm-hmm. that's a guy that you can pump up.
And look, if I use the Blazers as context for these mm-hmm. three players, I mean, I guess I would take a flyer on LaMelo, maybe.
I wouldn't touch any of these guys.
Of the three, if I had to, maybe I'll take LaMelo.
Where's the firing squad?
Yeah, I don't know. But if the Blazers are in a situation where A, they could use scoring,
mm-hmm.
A, we could use bodies that play guards, if that's a team, and I'm not saying they are or aren't, but I'm using them in the hypothetical, if that's a team that has scoring needs, has healthy body needs, saying no, what's the rest of the league going
to
say?
Well, I mean, they came to the conclusion that all three of these guys have negative trade value.
Yeah, like a team in Minnesota, okay? They're knocking on the door. They're mm-hmm. knocking on, they got a little bit of an SGA problem.
Another ball handler outside of Ant.
They're not touching these dudes for free.
You know who's touching them? Sacramento, Brooklyn.
To what? Maybe
New Orleans.
Maybe sign, like get some more fans in the seats?
Yes. Like,
that's a dangerous place
there's
to live,
a very Danny. Strong belief that Ja Morant is going to end up in Sacramento.
Might as well be out of the league at
because
that point.
Because Vivek is like, sure.
Sure. We'll take anybody right now. Oh, imagine Ja, the influence of him on Ace Bailey.
In Utah?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Like, putting him with a young kid like that, like, that's already got kind what of attitude issues.
What the CBA has done financially is have teams that go, so Ja and Trey are both up for extensions. Those talks weren't had.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Jaren was re-signed in Memphis, and Desmond was like, I'm out.
See ya.
They had to give Jaren the money to put up with this.
Yeah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Trey, multiple recent teammates don't like him.
Well, and now there's talk about in Memphis about having to choose between either Triple J or Zach Edey.
Yeah, which is no.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know.
But I've seen guys. What is it? The hardwood
Matt Moore.
Yes. Yeah. Saying that it seems like they want to build around Zach Edey,
which
would mean putting Triple J into a secondary role. And but yeah, that don't make no sense to me either. That's like wiping before you poop, as Brand Man says.
Well, I hope this puts the NBA on high alert when it comes to some of these guys.
Well, it has. Like you look around the league right now. It's the same with the CBA. Financially, it's a real deal because, you know, in the past, John Trey, you just would have paid him, figured out.
Yeah.
Like, and to your point of, like, if we had to choose, I would go with LaMelo because of the talent's there and because of the size. Trey's 5'11", Jaw's 6'1", and he's injured all the time. Like, I just, at least, now, it's not like LaMelo isn't injured all the time, but at least he's 6'7".
I've also lived in small guard world, quote unquote,
and those guys are both much smaller.
And those guys are much smaller, yeah.
So, hard pass on that. But it's not just the CBA and as it pertains to the finances. When you're looking at paying a guy $50 million a year, you have to get it right.
You have to.
Because it has to be the whole package. Otherwise, look what Keegan Murray got. And everybody's like, wow, good for you, Keegan. Like, I don't know why I would pay him that.
Dude,
but Kings.
Two Blazer contracts I can think of that come off the top of my head instantly. Evan Turner and Allen Crabbe. Like, that's
and that was in a less punitive era.
That's a lot of money
but
for those guys.
But look at the deals that Two and Shaden just signed. You know what I mean? Like, they weren't the deals that, you know, would have gotten in the past.
We talked about Shaden Sharp potentially getting 100 mil, and I love that the Blazers got him at 90 mil. You know, I know that you can go back and forth on Shea at times, and I don't mean to turn this into a Shaden Sharp thing, but like 90 mil, dude, I'm willing to spend that money if he does pan out.
It's starter level money.
That's a good investment. But paying, you know, 150, 170
it's
for Ja Morant.
Zach Levine's of the world aren't getting that money anymore. Ja Morant's, if you've got stuff, nobody's paying you unless it's Brooklyn, Sacramento, New Orleans. The franchises that are bereft of any identity, any path, and they just don't care.
And Zach Levine is a great, great person to bring up because
by
all accounts, seems like an okay guy.
Perfectly fine.
Perfectly fine.
Him and DeMar ruffled some feathers, and they were able to squash that, and they ended up back together in Sacramento.
That's two guys that want the ball.
Yeah.
But for the most part, seems like an okay guy. Pretty good player.
But you're paying him probably $15 million more than you should.
He's athletic. He can jump out of a gym, so there's excitement
there. He's a 25-a-game scorer.
And nobody wanted him. Nobody still wants him. You know, he's in Chicago, and every year it's like, well, even if Blazer fans, should we go get Zach LaVine?
Then he ends up in Sacramento.
When Denver went on a run, it was like, should we go get Zach LaVine? And then we're like, we're going to go get Aaron Gordon instead. Because he fits what we want. Aaron Gordon, better player. And fits in a team environment.
Fit matters more in the NBA than it ever has.
And that's why these three dudes are the three guys on the way looking out. Like, if you're Charlotte, it's like, damn.
Well, now they're looking at Brandon.
Damn it.
No, they're looking at Brandon Miller. They're looking at Colin Knipple. Like, those are the guys.
They're moving on.
That's what they're pushing forward with.
Yeah, they're moving on.
If they could get LaMelo and get a positive return for him, he'd be gone. Same with Jaw, same with Trey. All three of those guys, if they could get positive returns, they'd be gone.
They would be gone already.
They'd be like, we're good.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.